Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. India and the Netherlands elevate their ties to strategic partnership following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Dutch counterpart Rob Jetten. Prime Minister Modi to reach Gothenburg today on a two-day visit to Sweden. US and Nigerian forces killed senior Islamic State commander Abu Bilal al-Minuki. Bulgaria wins Eurovision Song Contest 2026 in Vienna, Austria with highest number of votes in 10 years. In badminton, Indian duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to face Indonesian pair in men's doubles final of Thailand Open in Bangkok today. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner storms into the final of Italian Open. India and the Netherlands agreed to elevate their bilateral relationship to the level of a strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten in Hague. During the talks, the two leaders reviewed cooperation across sectors including trade, defence, technology, water management, clean energy, healthcare and education. Several agreements were also signed to deepen collaboration in priority areas. Announcing the elevation of bilateral relations to a strategic partnership, Prime Minister Modi said, "India-Netherlands ties had witnessed significant progress over the last decade and described the Netherlands as one of India's key European partners.
हम भारत-नेदरलैंड की इस ट्रस्टेड पार्टनरशिप को एक स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप बनाने जा रहे हैं। हम ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन में एक महत्वाकांक्षी जॉइंट रोड मैप लॉन्च करने जा रहे हैं। हम टेक्नोलॉजी में हमारे संबंधों को फ्यूचर रेडी बनाने जा रहे हैं। हम दोनों देशों के बीच टैलेंट मोबिलिटी यूनिवर्सिटी पार्टनरशिप और जॉइंट आरएनडी को भी और सुदृढ़ करने जा रहे हैं। यानी द फ्यूचर ऑफ इंडिया नेदरलैंड पार्टनरशिप इज ब्राइटर देन एवर बिफोर।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Gothenburg today on a two-day visit to Sweden, marking a historic milestone in the deepening alliance between New Delhi and Stockholm. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart, Ulf Kristersson, to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore new avenues of cooperation to enhance bilateral trade, as well as collaboration in green transition, AI, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action, and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business leaders forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. This engagement represents the third leg of the Prime Minister's broader European tour and his first visit to the continent since the landmark India-European Union Free Trade Agreement FTA took effect in January 2026. More from our correspondent.
Sweden, one of the world's most innovative economies, finds a natural synergy with India's digital talent pool. Currently, over 280 Swedish companies operate in India, while 75 Indian firms have established themselves in Sweden. A unique highlight of the visit is the joint address by the Prime Minister to the European Roundtable for Industry alongside the European Commission President. Defence and security cooperations have evolved into a central pillar moving towards industrial integration. This relationship is anchored in a 2009 Defence Cooperative Agreement and 2019 General Security Agreement. Industrial trust is exemplified by Swedish major establishing a fully owned production facility in Haryana under Make in India. It may be noted that such investment drive local employment and capacity building. Collaboration in artificial intelligence and emerging technologies provide the bedrock of this partnership. Future cooperation prioritizes AI, digital and the Internet of Things. Furthermore, the two nations are collaborating on space exploration with the Swedish Institute of Space Physics providing instruments for ISRO's Venus Orbiter mission. The green energy transition is central to the bilateral agenda. A standout success is the LEED IT initiative launched in 2019 to guide the heavy industries towards a low-carbon economy. It may be noted that at COP28, the two prime ministers launched LEED IT 2.0, emphasizing technology transfer and the industry transition platform to mobilize technical support. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Gothenburg, Sweden.
India and Sweden share a legacy of trade and people-to-people ties spanning over a century, rooted in mutual respect, peaceful coexistence and the principle of ahimsa. This deep-rooted bond is marked by historic milestones such as the centenary of Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore's 1926 visit to Sweden. Today, this relationship is evolving from its cultural foundation into a robust industrial and economic partnership. In a conversation with Akashwani, Indian Ambassador to Sweden Anurag Bhushan emphasizes that the Prime Minister's upcoming visit is set to further cement the ties between the two nations.
We have a very long-standing partnership with Sweden on defense, but this relationship has now outgrown from a buyer-seller relationship to more of defense partners. And both countries, companies, each other, India and Sweden, they are looking to co-develop and co-produce equipment. We have been galvanized by Honorable Prime Minister's initiatives such as Atmanirbhar Bharat, Make in India, and also infrastructure development that has happened.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States and Nigerian forces carried out a joint military operation on Friday night that killed senior Islamic State commander Abu Bilal al-Manuki and other ISIS leaders in Nigeria's Lake Chad Basin. Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu confirmed the elimination of the wanted ISIS senior leader Abu Bilal al-Manuki, who was also known as Abu Minok, along with several of his lieutenants. He also hailed the joint military operation, calling it a significant example of effective collaboration in the fight against terrorism. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said that the elimination of top ISIS leaders in Nigeria will help protect Christians in the country. Mr. Hegseth noted that Abu Bilal al-Manuki was the senior ISIS general Directorate of Provinces Emir, the number two for ISIS globally, responsible for overseeing the planning of attacks, directing hostage taking and managing financial operations. Latvian President Edgars Rinkevičs has nominated opposition MP Andris Kulbergs as the country's next prime minister. Kulbergs, a member of parliament from the opposition United List party, has been asked to form a new government. At a press conference yesterday, the Latvian president said that he held intensive consultations in recent days with representatives of the political parties and factions in the Saeima following the resignation announcement by outgoing Prime Minister Evika Siljana from New Unity. Bulgaria has won Eurovision Song Contest 2026 as Bangaranga by Dara triumphed with highest number of votes at the Wiener Stadthalle in Vienna, Austria. This was Bulgaria's first ever victory as its return to the Eurovision for Vienna 2026 after taking 4 years off from competing. Bulgaria won the contest with a points tally of 516. Following the tradition at the Eurovision, scores were awarded first from the juries, followed by the dramatic reveal of the public televote. Bulgaria's Bangaranga smashed the jury vote with a score of 204 points. This was followed by a televote total of 312 points. In badminton, the Indian pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face the Indonesian duo Leo Roli Karnando and Daniel Martin in the men's doubles final of Thailand Open in Bangkok today. This will be the Indian pair's first final of the season and their third final appearance at the tournament, having won the title in 2019 and 2024. And in tennis, world number one, Jannik Sinner, stormed into the final of Italian Open, defeating Daniil Medvedev in the semi-final clash at the Campo Centrale in Foro Italico, Rome. Sinner will now face Casper Ruud in the final clash today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and the Netherlands elevate their ties to strategic partnership following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Dutch counterpart, Rob Jetten. US and Nigerian forces kill senior Islamic State commander Abu Bilal al-Manuki. Bulgaria wins Eurovision Song Contest 2026 in Vienna, Austria, with highest number of votes in 10 years. In badminton, Indian duo of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to face Indonesian pair in men's doubles final of Thailand Open in Bangkok today. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner storms into the final of Italian Open. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.